You are listening to an online message from Limbrookwood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrookwood BC. Thank you for tuning in.
I don't know if you're on a journey with the cross this morning. I don't know what that means to you. When you came in, did you look at it? Was it quite daunting? What did you think when you look at it? Last week we were celebrating Palm Sunday, weren't we? 3 days ago, we remembered that Christ was nailed on that cross. And for many of us, we nailed those prayers, those dreams, those things that we want to see taken away. And today we've dressed it with those flowers, symbolizing that newness of life. Chloe's baptism, what a picture of the old dying and being raised to life again. That's some picture, isn't it? That is some journey. You may have seen other events over this Easter period. I don't know what events you've been to, what you've seen. I know for some, you may have seen me speaking at the school. You might have seen us all gathering outside St. Oswald's on the Mount out there. This is kind of exciting stuff, isn't it? I thought church was supposed to be boring. He is risen. He is risen. And I don't know why you came today. Why did you come? Were you invited? Were you dragged along? Is it something you do because it's Easter? Or did you come because you're looking for some answers this morning? And as we just consider a few thoughts, just for a moment, it's only brief this morning. He has risen. Some of us watched The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe yesterday, one of C.S. Lewis's great stories. And we asked the question at the end, and there's still maybe a few flyers at the back, who is Aslan? Who is Aslan? God, you can say it out loud. Who is Aslan? Jesus. Yeah, it's either God or Jesus. You can take your pick. I'm normally quite good like that. There's a line in the movie, I'm going to quote it. And this really caught me again. They kind of say a similar thing at the end, but it says this. Aslan is a lion. The lion, the great lion. Oh, says Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. Safe, said Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you. He has risen. But why did he have to die? And actually, I was really challenged by that question. Why did he have to die? At Mount Nod School, I said them earlier, I had the privilege of actually taking the school assembly there. I think they asked me to pray, but I took a couple of extra minutes. And actually, the choir had just sung Mary's song. For those that came to the coffee morning here Wednesday last week, the school choir came and they sung this Mary's song. And it said, why did my son have to die? And I thought, well, that's a great opener for us, isn't it? Why did he have to die? We talk about this. He came, he died, and then he rose again. What is that all about? So with the help of a couple of the children, I got one to stand on a chair on this side. I did do a risk assessment. One child on this side, and they were God. And I made sure there was a gap big enough, although it was only just, they got long arms, these kids. And there's another kid here who represented us. And there was that big divide between them. And all of those things that separate us from God, that sin, that pain, that shame, that suffering, separates us from God. Now, we looked at it a few weeks ago, and we said the Bible calls that the word sin. Some people react to the word sin in many different ways. But I think for all of us, at some point, we've recognized we've either turned our backs to God We've even denied he exists. He doesn't exist. We've tried all sorts of ways possibly to get to God, but we've always fallen short. But God loves us so much. He's such a loving heavenly Father that he did something about that. And that wasn't a bunch of hoops for us to jump through. There wasn't a bunch of rules that we had to do. A loving Father, and I think a loving parent, and those of us that are parents, we want to do these things for our kids. We don't want to see them hurting. And God is the same for us. He sent his Son, Jesus, to take what is a death sentence over all of us. I'm not going to be morbid now, but we do know we're all going to die, right? And I don't want that to be a big, like, whoosh, brakes are on. But just to put some context on that, does anybody think that that's right? Does anybody think that death is right? If you know somebody, somebody dear, I don't want to make anybody cry this morning, but it hurts, really hurts. It does not feel right when people die. And Jesus came to pay that death sentence that's over all of us with his life. He stepped into that place. Someone challenged me earlier in the week about Good Friday. Hang on a minute, you're nailing Jesus to the cross. Good Friday? What's Good Friday all about? I found a nice little cartoon. Have a look at this. I hate the term Good Friday, it says. Why? My Lord was hanged on a tree that day. If you were going to be hanged on that day and he volunteered to take your place, how would you feel? Good. Have a nice day. There you go. Do you know, that really summed it up for me. It was Good Friday. This is good news that we're bringing this morning. So back to that school assembly. I've got God here. I've got us here. We can't reach across the divide. There's a massive divide. And one of the other children stepped in. Fortunately, his name was Jesus, which was quite handy. And he came in and he stood in the middle and he took all of those things that separate us from God. All that sin, all that shame. And he took it down into the grave with him. But he didn't stay there, did he? And this is what we're celebrating this morning. That little lad, he rose up and he stretched his arms out. And he held God's hand and he held our hands. And there was that picture of Christ there on the cross, touching heaven and touching earth, that bridge between the two, that restored relationship, restoring our honour. This is the message of the cross. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing." Did you get that? The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. It's the power of God. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus has done a finished work on the cross. That's what we say. How does that make a difference in my life, right here, right now, today? It is finished. And he offers us that finished work. And he says, come as you are. Come as you are. I was thinking about this because I've been a bit poorly over the last few weeks. I was waiting to get better before I went to go and see the doctor. Be a bit daft, wouldn't it? God says, come as you are. You haven't got to get yourself right to come into church. He wants to reach into our broken and our messy lives, and he wants to heal, and he wants to fix those for us. God is a loving God, and he wants all his people to experience his honour, that forgiveness, that life-giving salvation through Jesus Christ. He died to remove our sin and our shame, and bring freedom from those things that weigh us down. We no longer have to make a name for ourselves. Think back to Genesis 14, Tower of Babel. Oh, I'm going to be great. We're going to build this great tower. We're going to do these great things. God promises to make our names great. When Chloe was baptized, we're reminded that on her confession of her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the scriptures say, Chloe, your name is written in that book of life. And Jesus said in John 10:10, we spoke it a few weeks ago, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Wow. Life and life to the full. Are you experiencing that this morning? Life and life to the full. It says in 1 Peter, whoever believes in him, whoever believes in Jesus, will not be put to shame. Hence, honour comes to those who believe. When God intervenes in our human affairs, he removes the guilt and the shame and restores the honour of his people. God doesn't just forgive our sins, though. He restores us. I've got some list of books here in the Bible, characters, Moses, Joseph, David, Ruth, Job, Esther, and Daniel. So many stories in the Bible where they were restored, not just forgiven, restored. He has risen. Oh, it makes me get cold whenever I say that. He has risen this morning. God says, let me take those burdens from you. Whatever they are, he wants to take them from you right now. And I know you know what they are because you brought them in with you this morning. And it's not to belittle them, but you've come as you are. You've brought yourself along this morning. And God says, I want to free you from those things that weigh you down. There's a song that we sing and it says, we are dressed in royal robes. This morning you can be dressed in royal robes and he will honour you as his child. He created us with glory and honour to live in his family. I don't know about you, but family, home, chains, they were things, broken chains. They were something I really went, oh, I understand what that means. I feel like these chains are weighing me down. And God comes to break those chains. He comes to take me home. Psalm 8, 4 to 5 says, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. Don't turn your backs on God anymore. I like this phrase, a spiritual orphan. Are you a spiritual orphan this morning? Have you been disrespecting God and bringing disgrace to his name? Like those kids on the chair, don't stay separated from the Father. That death on the cross, that rotten, horrible, disgraceful death that Andrew just so beautifully brought about in that poem that he reminded us this morning, that death covers our sin and our shame. The cross has restored God's face. He brings reconciliation, just like those little children there at school. Jesus, one hand in God's, one hand in ours, a restored relationship. We can claim that inheritance this morning. That is the best thing that's ever been left for you. And do you know what? It's free. It's a free offering this morning, an amazing relationship with God. That relationship is free. But the scriptures say you've got to do something. You've got to put your trust in Jesus. That finished work on the cross. This morning you can receive that amazing welcome into his family. You can live under his name. You can stop trying to do it all for yourself right now and give it all over to God this morning. See the empty cross and receive God's honour and his blessing this morning. He has risen. I don't know how you've reacted to things that have taken place in the service so far, or even over this Easter period, But have you come here this morning because you do want that life-changing difference? That power that when you leave here this morning, you're going to do something with that cross. You're either going to see that cross as life, life-giving, that power of God that is able to save, or you're going to say it's foolishness. You're going to do one thing or the other when you leave here this morning. You're going to turn your back on it, or you're going to see it as the saving power of God. If that's something you want this morning, if that's a place that you're at and you're just saying, do you know what? I want to do something about this right here, right now. I don't want to just leave this place unchanged. At the end of this Easter journey, I'm going to pray a prayer of commitment this morning. I love prayers of commitment. And if you've never prayed that prayer before, I'm going to invite you to stand this morning, not to single anybody out, but allow you to stand up and be counted, just like Chloe did when she went through the waters of baptism, just like Andrew did. Because you will react to that cross one way or the other this morning. You might not know everything. You might not need, I don't know. Whatever it is that you've brought in with you this morning, don't pick it up again. That's what I want to say to you this morning. So I'm going to pray a prayer, and if we all want to close our eyes, if that cross, you see that as life, and you've not responded to that, pray this prayer in your heart this Easter time. God wants to make a difference in your life. And if you want to respond to that, I'd love to pray with you afterwards. But if you want to stand and say, this is for me, then I invite you to do so this morning. Let's close our eyes, bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for the cross. Father, we thank you for all that it symbolizes. Father, we thank you that you have drawn us to such a place in time and space as right here and right now. It's not by chance that anybody is here this morning. Lord, we are here because you want to talk to us. You might think you were invited, but the Lord has drawn you because you're important to him. He didn't go to that cross just to fulfill scripture. He did it so that scripture might be fulfilled, so that you and I might have life and life eternal. And therefore we need to respond to that cross this morning. And this is the prayer. If you want to respond to this morning, you can stand to say that I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God, that he came to earth as a man in order to live that sinless life, that life that I cannot live. Thank you that you died in my place, so that I would not have to pay the penalty I know I deserve. Lord, I confess my past life of sin. Lord, where I've been living for myself and not obeying you. Father, I admit that I am ready to trust Jesus as my Saviour and my Lord. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to take up residence there, and to begin living through me. If that's a prayer that you want to pray this morning, I invite you to stand. And God will not let you go. He will not let you down this morning. Father, as your Spirit just tugs on our heart, as it calls those things to mind, all those pains and all those hurts, as we look at the cross, that empty cross here with all those nails all in it, with all of those prayers, with the flowers. Father, help us to take that step of obedience this morning, that we can stop carrying all of that hurt, all of that pain, that we can bring it to that cross this morning. And we can celebrate that he has risen. He has risen. Amen.
You are listening to an online message from Limbrook Wood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events, and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrook Wood BC. Thank you for tuning in.